Would I be correct in assuming that you're happy to wash your hands of television in this country? Not suggesting it's a cause and effect, but you don't seem like somebody who's saying, hey, I've got my new stand-up show we could film and put out on video, as a lot of people tend to do.
I think, having done six series for the BBC, one of the things I did was I would always change the title of my series. So the first two were called Stuff, and you're trying to get rid of the viewers, really. Then there were... I finally shook them off with Merry-Go-Round.
I finally got rid of
most of the viewers there.
And of course, did you realise at the time that this bit player was going on to be Mr. BBC when Angus Deaton was mooching around in Stuff, wasn't he?
He was in three series. He was my sidekick.
As a feed, my son watches all the time, watches this Stuff video, the one that's out. He's forever shocked when Angus Deaton comes in, because he presumes him to be some kind of Michael Aspel kind of character, and not an actor.
I'm happy certainly not to do another series of sketches. I think the BBC, would be happy to let me do it. They were sort of happy to keep grinding them out, but, after a while, I think you have to kind of look at, just being on the telly can become an end in itself if you don't watch it.
It's absolutely damn right there.
I'm quite happy just to. I mean, writing my short stories really, really suits me. I mean, the other side of it is that, that you have total control. On the other hand, the Barcelona Place, my first collection, is an enormous success, but it sold 50,000 copies or something, which is minuscule figures, really.
But even so, and of course, there's always that great thrill if you're sitting on a tube train or whatever you're doing, and this and suddenly comes to you, think, now, is that an old film I've seen, or have I just made that up?
Yes.
And the breathlessness to get to a keyboard somewhere and just run that down, and until you realise, right, that was a Hitchcock film. I know we've got to do the travel, we're just going to wrap up with this, Alex, if you would. And when you actually do finish some of these stories, is there ever a doubt that, did I make that up, or have I read that somewhere? Because I should imagine, certainly the world of short stories, I know you drag it from your own experience.
Yeah.
But do you ever wonder that, has every story been written now? Am I just going, am I dragging that from some subconscious?
I didn't until I came in here. But now I have a new worry to add to all the fear of buttons.
And what is the greatest theme tune of all time? Buttons. I got walking upstairs. One of them nuts was on the other day. Fear of walking upstairs. Can't go out. I don't know where we're going now. Thank you very much indeed. Let me tell. Just again, it's out in paperback.
Dogcatcher, out in paperback, in all the shops, 2-for-1 off.